Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This report is sponsored by the Ben Ferguson Podcast.
News Radio 1170 WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
Partly sunny for your Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorm, humid, highs in the upper 70s. Partial clearing with patchy fog developing Friday night, lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny with just an isolated shower and thunderstorm possible Saturday, highs mid-80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Nathan Judd.
Hey, Ben Ferguson here, host of the Ben Ferguson Podcast. And if you are sick and tired of the government being involved in every part of your life, telling you what you can and can't do with all these restrictions, then you need to download my podcast. You'll love it. The Ben Ferguson Podcast. Download it now.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy. And here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
...806 on your Friday. Bloom Daddy with you. I'm going to jump into top headlines. And once again, the voice is kind of here and there. I've got a head cold. COVID? No, I've got a head cold. Just trying to fight through it, so bear with me. So top stories out there. You had officers finding one man shot multiple times. This was after a fight outside a UPMC Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh's Central Lawrenceville neighborhood last night. They responded to the location around 10:30 p.m. By 11:30, they had another man detained about a half of a block taped off. No more details available as of right now. And about a six-year-old girl shot in the chest in Pittsburgh's Homewood neighborhood on Thursday evening, also in critical condition. This is about 6 p.m. in the 1000 block of Lawndale Street. They found the six-year-old girl in an SUV with a gunshot wound to the chest. The adult driver not injured. She's in critical condition. No arrests have been made as of right now. And in Tuscarawas County, Interstate 77 reopened in both directions. They had a structure fire at Dover Chemical early this morning. They were able to put out the blaze. Officials were able to reopen the road about 2:30 this morning, so you should be okay there. I talked about this the other day, and I wanted to hit on it again. Kim Potter, she is the ex-Minnesota police officer who is awaiting a manslaughter trial on the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. She's the officer who thought she was pulling her taser and pulled a gun and shot Dante Wright, killing him. Now, Wright is accused of shooting a teen and a former classmate on separate occasions in a pair of civil lawsuits against his estate, filed by Minneapolis attorney Mike Patton, who joins us now live from Minneapolis. Mike, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You seem to be like villain number one, I guess you could say, to an individual out there who is representing Dante Wright's family. And his name is eluding me right now. Help me out. Who's coming after you?
It's always disconcerting, Bloom Daddy, to be nationally criticized by Ben Crump and Tony Romanucci.
There we go, Ben Crump. Yeah, I couldn't remember the name, but what led you to file these two civil suits against the estate of Dante Wright?
Well, we're attempting to seek justice for two people horribly victimized by this young man. First of all, let me be clear about something. The first case, we had no choice because we had to. File in advance of a statute of limitations that was coming up. The statute ran on May 14th, so we had to really move quickly to get that into suit because under Minnesota law, an intentional act for a civil claim is a two-year statute of limitations. And the second case, I mean, it just makes sense to do it now. Why wait, you know? So
when you take a look at what happened here, I mean, your lawsuit, you're not contending that Kim Potter should be exonerated here. I mean, she made a mistake. She's going to have to pay the penalty, whatever that may be. But what you're saying is that people have made a martyr out of Dante Wright, when in reality, when you take a look at what this 20-year-old did, he's anything but a martyr. And you had top Democrats in the state of Minnesota attending his funeral. I mean, making it seem like, you know, we lost a pillar of the community, and that's not the case at all, is it?
What's particularly disconcerting, sir, is the politicians that attended, three were women, the two senators here, Smith and Klobuchar, and then the Congresswoman Omar, who I'm sure you know about. That's particularly disconcerting, Bloom Daddy, because of the fact that they would have had to have known about the fact that this guy horribly victimized a young woman in June of 2019, 6 months after he shot my client's son, where he stuck a gun in her face in her own home and attempted to rob her of $820. And that was a pending claim. He was charged with aggravated robbery. So it's just, you know, and secondly, I don't know why politicians are picking sides, because it has a tendency, especially when the matter is still being adjudicated, because it has a tendency to soil the jury pool. So it's really in bad taste, in my opinion.
Talking to Minneapolis attorney Mike Padden right now, who has filed two civil lawsuits against the estate of Dante Wright, the 20-year-old who was shot and killed by ex-Minnesota police officer Kim Potter. You know, it also explains why he resisted arrest and tried to jump in the vehicle, does it not, Mike? I mean, with everything he was facing, everything in, I mean, he had all these accusations against him. I mean, it shows why he did what he did.
Not even considering the shooting of the 16-year-old in the head, he never would have made bail. He never would have bonded out, because after he was taken into custody for the December 1999 ag robbery, Bloom Daddy, he then failed to maintain contact with his probation agent. And then in June of 2020, he's waving around in North Minneapolis a loaded 45 Ruger. Anybody who knows firearms, that's a very powerful firearm. It was loaded. And so he failed to remain law-abiding. So when if he would have been taken into custody at that time, conservatively, he was looking at three very serious crimes and would have served, in my opinion, a minimum of 20 years in prison and never would have got out from that point of arrest and would have ended up. And by the way, those three cases could have easily been proving up, including the last one, which is my client, Joshua Hodges, who identified him as one of the two perpetrators who carjacked him, shot him. And that's bad enough. And then they stole his wallet and his cell phone. It's a perfect example of black-on-black crime.
All right. With all that said, you've got civil rights attorney Ben Crump basically saying that you're all about character assassination here.
Yeah, it's absurd. I don't know why he would say that. You know, I really wish that Crump and Romanucci, at one point in their lives, and seriously, I'd like to send them a text. I'm in touch with one attorney on their team. That's who I dialogue with about this stuff. And he's fine to deal with. He's a Minneapolis attorney who I know. He's a decent guy. But I just wish for once they would acknowledge the fact that black-on-black crime is a very serious problem in this country, and they never say one syllable about that. It's pitiful.
The other part of this that I think you want to hit on is the fact that you've touched on this already somewhat, is that all these Democrats, all these liberal politicians who attended Wright's funeral had to have known about his past. You're talking the governor, the attorney general of Minnesota, Klobuchar, the senator, Congressman Omar. I mean, it's outrageous that they would have attended his funeral in light of the fact that they knew that this was not a good human being.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have egg on their faces now. But look, even if he was a good human being, I just think it's not a good thing. I don't mean to be redundant here, because it's really not fair when a case is still being adjudicated, Bloom Daddy, because it soils the jury pool. I mean, you can't. They have no business getting involved in something like this. And I would note as an aside that these things have become clearly political. Look, I don't want to be clear about something. I'm an independent. I'm a conservative independent, and I'm also a libertarian. But it's interesting to me how you look at a situation like that, and the attendees politically are all Democrats. There was not one Republican there, and I'm sure the Republicans are happy they weren't there now in light of what's coming out about this kid. This kid was a straight-up arch criminal. It's sad. It's unfortunate. He didn't deserve to die that day. But this false narrative that even the BBC had this ridiculous story. The caption of the story was, The young man everybody wanted to be like, you know, or words to that effect.
Goodness.
It's just ridiculous. I know. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And that's part of the issue here. No, he didn't deserve to die, but his own actions prompted her to make a horrendous mistake. So, you know, I'm tired of individuals who do things skirting the responsibility of their actions causing problems. You know, I mean, it causes problems. Yeah. All right, listen, keep me updated on this, Mike. I appreciate you coming on the show and explaining.
Hey, thanks for having me, sir.
All right. That is Mike Padden, attorney in Minneapolis, who is filing those two civil lawsuits against the estate of Dante Wright. How about a new task force being formed in Texas to handle border security? The governor there, Greg Abbott, pretty much saying, okay, Congress is going to do nothing, I'm going to do it. He announced the new group during a border security event Thursday. It's going to feature multiple law enforcement groups, including Department of Public Safety Emergency Management Division members. They're going to meet every 2 weeks to discuss border security, what's being done to stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking. He also approved $1 billion to be spent on border security from the latest budget, including Texas building their own wall. And he says the task force is going to be doing all it can to stop illegal immigration.
We will work these every 2 weeks to make sure that we are coming up with every solution to make your border safer. The Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition, county judges, mayors, property rights organizations, concerned citizens, and prosecutors in border communities.
And President Biden met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday. This is ahead of the start of the G7 summit today in the UK. They renewed some pledges. They also announced a new task force to work on resuming travel between their countries. And yes, Joey B did reference his wife being there and how she had to tell him to pay attention. They were also asked how the trip was going. Here's Joey B with the response.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Joey B. I went for a ride on an airplane, and I landed in Great British. I'm here for the conference for the G7. Bingo! G7, I should have had a V8. Bingo!
Joe, pay attention.
Okay, okay, Jill. Yeah, she came too. I thought she came to see British, but it turns out she came to remind me to put Prance on before I see the Queen and all that kind of malarkey.
Joe!
I got my pants on, I said. Can't have a nice conference away from home. I gotta bring Mrs. Stick in the Mud to the G7. Bingo!
Joe!
I gotta go. Mom says it's time for dinner.
Radio 1170, WWVA.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. My buddy Chris Fogle at Epic Restoration wants me to let you know, Epic Restoration service area has increased. So from now on, if you have water, smoke, mold, or really any type of damage to your home or business, and you live anywhere from Weirton to New Martinsville on both sides of the river and west to Zanesville, Epic Restoration can take care of all your problems. Call Epic Restoration right now for a free evaluation and estimate to get your home, business, school, hospital disinfected in a safe and effective way. Epic Restoration. Call them right now.
25% off trees, shrubs, perennials, and rose bushes while supplies last. Marshall County Co-op, Moundsville.
Are you trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, SUV, or minivan? Have you advertised on all the media and online outlets only to get tire kickers? Or better yet, would-be buyers that set appointments and don't show up, eating up all of your free time? Sell that car and get your money today with Deal and Dave at A&B Kia. The used car market is booming, and now is the time to turn that extra or unwanted car into cash. And the process is simple. Either stop into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Dealing Dave. He'll appraise your car and give you an offer on the spot. Or visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab, fill out the highlight boxes, and let Dealin' Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
If you're looking for the perfect way to welcome the summer season back, look no further than the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Dylan Carmichael is coming to Guernsey Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and it'll be the first local outdoor concert of the summer. Live music is finally back. It'll be held June 19th with the gates opening at 4:30 p.m. Grab your friends, your family, and come sing along to Dylan Carmichael's hits. While you're there, be sure to grab some food from a variety of vendors and cold drinks. There'll be something for everyone. Get your tickets online today at sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook at St. John's Central Academy. Once again, that's sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook. Local musician Gage Joseph will be the opening act for Dylan Carmichael. Don't miss out on some of the local and major talent right here in Bel Air, Ohio. Celebrate the beginning of summertime with the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Get your tickets today at sjcacademy.net and join us on June 19th. Don't go to the
mall on Saturday. Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Did you know the majority of Ohioans can gamble safely? They do so by setting limits, learning the risks, and having other hobbies. Visit beforeyoubet.org to take our online quiz and learn more.
Brought to you by the Mental Health and Recovery Board and Belmont Student Services.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. When you head to the Longhorns head-to-tail store outside of Barnesville to buy your Longhorn jerky and decor, make sure you buy your Longhorns halves of beef, which is the most economical way to purchase this lean and powerful food. And I also want you to know my man Daryl is scheduling tours right now, every day except Sunday, and I really recommend you going. Not only will you get to meet the man, the myth, the legend himself, but you'll see firsthand a working cattle ranch with thousands of acres and the most beautiful Longhorns anywhere. Dickinson Cattle Company, 3500 Muskrat Road. Go check them out.
You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn more or request a demo.
It may be the biggest cover-up ever. Was the coronavirus created in a Chinese lab? Watch Cortez and Pellegrino tonight on Newsmax as they tell the real story. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax on all major cable systems, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Millions of Americans are turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check out Newsmax today.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy, King of Stink, Sam, and Otis. So, what happens to white people when they use the N-word, even in an affectionate sort of way? Which some people say can be used that way. Morgan Wallen, country music star, biggest name in country music at the time. He goes out, he gets loaded, he uses the N-word after that night out, recorded by neighbors. He told somebody to take care of this blank, blank N-word, referencing his buddy. So what happened to Morgan? His talent agency dropped him, radio networks dropped him, major streaming platforms dropped him, disqualified from the 2021 ACM Awards. You have a guy by the name of John, I don't know if it's Folk, former Charlotte Hornets broadcaster. He was fired for mistakenly using the N-word in reference to the Hornets-Nuggets game. He was typing Nuggets, and he either misspelled it or autocorrect kicked in or whatever, and it came out the N-word. He deleted the tweet, apologized, still fired. Donald McNeil, veteran New York Times reporter, resigned after 45 years with the paper for using the N-word in response to a question from a student. Students asked whether somebody should have been suspended for a video she made as a 12-year-old in which she used a racial slur. And he said, you use the N-word. And he had to resign over that. Jonathan Friedland, Netflix, fired him. He was chief of communications after he used the N-word twice in front of employees. Kyle Larson, NASCAR driver, suspended last year after using the N-word during a video game broadcast. Chip Ganassi Racing ultimately fired him. He lost his sponsors. Ron Jans, Major League Soccer coach, he resigned after singing a song containing the N-word in the team's locker room. A player filed a complaint. So he was just singing along with a rap song. The N-word was in the song. Former Georgia State Representative Jason Spencer resigned in 2018 after yelling racial slurs on Sacha Baron Cohen's cable TV show. Rebecca Cook, Texas middle school teacher, placed on leave after officials learned she used the N-word during a history class on the civil rights movement. It was intended to provoke discussion about society's use of racially derogatory terms. Lawrence Rosen, professor, Princeton, came under criticism after using the N-word during a class on hate speech, blasphemy, and pornography. He posed the following question: what is worse, a white man punching a black man or a white man calling a black man a N-word? Fired. Rose Salceda, Stanford University art and history professor, removed from the university's website after she sang along to a rap song by N.W.A. Mimi Groves, Virginia high school student, forced to withdraw from the University of Tennessee as a result of a smear campaign launched by one of her classmates. It was a three-second video from 2016. She was singing a rap song and used the N-word. Now, President Biden quoted the N-word over a dozen times in a 1985 Senate hearing series. That's according to U.S. Senate transcripts. He has a long record of making racially insensitive comments. His son, Hunter Biden, the reason I told you all that is because Hunter Biden, in emails taken from his abandoned laptop, emails in exchange back in 2018, I mean, this is recent, fairly recent, he dropped the N-word countless times with his attorney, Chicago-based corporate attorney. He said, how much money do I owe you? Because a N-word, you better not be charging me my Hennessy rate. So he's making fun of black culture, too. The guy responded, you just made me snarf in my coffee. Biden responded, Hunter, that's what I'm saying, N-word. Month later, a second exchange between him and the attorney. Dropped the N-word a number of times. He also kept a meme on his laptop that showed his father and former President Barack Obama embracing, and the meme's text reads, Obama, gonna miss you, man. Joe, can I say it just this once? Obama sighs and says, go ahead, Joe. You my N-word, Barack. Nothing on NBC, nothing on CBS, nothing on CNN, nothing on MSNBC, nothing from the New York Times, nothing on any liberal network about Hunter Biden dropping the N-word. Yet every one of them covered every story that I just told you about. Every single one. Sam, how does this crackhead keep getting a pass every damn day?
He's on the right side of the current situation right now. I mean, he's, you know, daddy's in the White House and he can do what he wants and he's not going to be judged like everybody else.
Nope, because cancel culture only cancels who they want.
Exactly.
And they defend who they like.
Who fits their narrative. Like in the different people you noted, college professor talking about having the hard discussions about a lot of racial things, and he used the word, and he got fired. He's trying to have the conversation and have an educated
discussion
with younger people to inform, educate, and he gets fired for that. How do you have the conversation if you can't talk about the things that we should all be learning and growing from? How do you have that conversation? You know, so
King Sing.
Well, I think you said it a long time ago, David. The media is the problem in the United States.
It's the virus. Mm-hmm. It's they the continue virus. To show it over and over and
yes,
over.
Because they're not covering anything like this. And Sam said it right. You're on the right side of the equation right now.
It is amazing to me how quickly cancel culture, woke culture, liberals will jump on anybody using that N-word who is white. Yet this guy gets a pass.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I think the tide is going to start turning.
I don't know.
I've seen it.
I don't know. Because they're blatant about it. This is blatant.
I've seen a little bit at a time. I've seen it start to turn. Just like, you know, everyone can play the critical race theory that they're teaching. All these people are starting to go to the school boards and say, listen, we're your boss. This is garbage. You're creating divisiveness in this country. And I think this tide is going to start turning.
Otis, does this shock you how blatantly obvious the double standard is here?
No.
In the treatment of Hunter Biden?
Not at all.
Honestly, it does me. It does me. Because this one here usually is the nail in somebody's coffin. And
he's Teflon, man.
It's mm-hmm. unbelievable how they just let this absolute total dirtbag of a human being get pass after pass. I mean, make no mistake. Hunter Biden is an absolute piece of human garbage. That's not even up for debate. Rapid fire with Otis coming your way next.